the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Hallelujah, God. With all your heart, do you love him? With all your heart, saints of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
All right.
Because see, he knows whether you love him with all your heart or not. That's why the very first commandment out of 10 commandments is, thou shalt have no other gods before thee. Your children, your spouse, your job, people, nothing goes before God. And deservedly so. Shouldn't he be the first in everything?
Amen.
He's the life giver, the life creator.
Yes.
How do you think God feels when he doesn't get acknowledged and he created you? I told you some time ago, you know, we got atheists in this world and we got people doing all kinds of manners of things. So I use an example. Like women, you give birth to your children, you breastfeed them, you take care of them, and fathers do all kinds of things when they coming up and help raise them up and all of that type of stuff. And
say it now.
And when that child is old enough to start asking questions, what would it seem like if my son came to another man and asked him advice about women? How do I talk to girls? I got a girl that I like and I want to know what to talk to her about. Why would he ask another man? Why would he come to me?
All right.
If somebody come to me and say, your son asking me about how to talk to girls, that would bother me. Why would he do something like that?
All right.
Why would a young lady ask another lady about a question about boys or a question about her menstrual cycle or anything instead of going to her mother?
Right.
Wouldn't that bother you if another lady was to come to you and say, your child, your daughter's asking me about that time of the month? Mm-hmm. Why can't she ask that? So how do you think God feels about men and women and saying there is no God?
All right.
And he wakes them up every day.
Uh-huh.
And they have the nerve to say there is no God. God don't exist. How do you think God feels about that? And he's still yet with every wakes them up every day.
Come on.
Until it's time for them to depart this earth.
Yes, they do. Amen.
People doing all kinds of evil things, homosexuality, murderers, thieves, and all kinds of stuff. And still yet, I gotta wake them up every day.
That's right. Yes.
Because
yes.
He loves them that much. How much do you love God?
That's right.
How much time are you spending with God?
Yes, Lord.
He gives you 24 hours in a day. How much time is dedicated to him?
That's right.
Every breath that you breathe, how much time is dedicated to him? Or are we staying busy with distractions from the enemy all the day long that we give no time to God? And still yet, God is still yet opening doors for you, because that's how he is.
That's right.
Because he loves you just that much. Hallelujah, God. How much do you love God? See, in John 14 and 15, he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
That's right.
So how much do you love God?
All right.
Which brings me to another point, because God tells us, it's one of my pet peeves in the book of Matthew, to love our enemies. In the 5th chapter, in the 44th verse of Matthew. I'll probably read that shortly. Because that's something that we don't want to do. Hard to love somebody that don't love you back.
Come on. All right.
But God still, just like I said, the atheists, obviously they don't love God because they say he don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves them though. Mm-hmm. How hard is it? How easy is it to love somebody that don't love you back? So what you see, that's how I know that just man on his natural instinct and brain power didn't write the word unless he was under the unction and influence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Who in the world will say pray for your enemies?
Amen.
That's why when people talk about what the Bible is written by man, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. But it was under the influence. Who will say something like that?
All right.
To pray for those who despitefully use you. Mm-hmm. Who gonna say something like that? You have to love the Lord to do something like that. How they hung my Jesus on the cross, as they saying, stretched him wide. Hung him high, stretched him wide. He hung his head and then he died. And he still yet, still said forgive them for what they do.
Yes, he did, amen.
We should have that forgiveness in our hearts, saints of God. If we love God, the word says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We've been all seen on the news about the boy that was shooting the Jordan box. The boy that was full of hate and raised 16 years old and got all that hate in him like that. All that hate. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Did anybody see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
The boy that got expelled from Cardinal Newman. The white boy that had the rifle and shooting a box of Jordans. Saying the N-word countless times on there. And the video, it got leaked out and he got expelled from school up here at Cardinal Newman. Darcy Strickland did an awesome story on it. It's all over the nation, CNN talking about it.
Yeah.
He's shooting a Jordan box, a box of Jordans, or at least a box anyway, with a rifle. And saying that's black folks. And using the N-word and all of that type of stuff. Can you pray for somebody like that, saints of God?
Yeah, we should.
Shouldn't we be praying for that?
That's right.
For God to remove all of that hate and evil.
That's right.
And all of that. See, he's 16 years old. So you just don't learn stuff from like that from watching TV.
Come on.
And hearing stuff. Somebody got in his head about that.
That's right.
Calling us stinky and all of that type of stuff.
You better say it. Say it now.
And all of that. Those are the type. That's what I'm talking about right there. You have to pray for individuals like that.
That's right.
You really do. You don't want him to grow up in his 20s and 30s till it's deep rooted in him. To look like it's no hope, but there's nothing too hard for God.
There's nothing, amen.
We may not know him, but I'm quite sure there's some races somewhere in this nation that have totally given their life to Christ now.
That's right.
I'm sure they're somewhere, because there's nothing too hard for God.
That's right.
That boy's mind can be changed and his heart can be turned.
Amen.
But they, like they say, they blame the leader of this nation for all of that type of foolishness, with his rhetoric and his talk and all of that. Where's the love in your heart to round up people that's not doing anything and sending them back to another country and separating them from their children?
Come on.
That's hateful.
That's right.
That's evil. Mm-hmm. And still yet, you have to pray for them.
That's right. Amen. Come on, preacher. Preach it.
I pray for that man every day.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The President of the United States.
Got to.
For God to turn his heart and for him to receive salvation. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what foolishness he does today or tomorrow, I'm still here praying for him.
That's right.
Yes, he needs it.
And I also pray that in November of 2020 that he's voted out of office.
Come on.
I'm praying for that early. And I hope it's a landslide. That he's voted out of office. I'm praying for that now. And that's over a year and a half away. Because that needs to happen.
Right.
You need somebody that's in the White House or a leader that has love and compassion for people.
That's right.
Yes, I'm praying for him to get his soul right. And I'm praying for him to get voted out of office.
That's right.
At the same time.
Amen.
Just praying for him to get moved out, that we vote him completely out of office.
Amen. Amen.
You have children on TV crying, missing their parents. Separate them. Let's not forget, saints of God, that we ain't too far removed from not being wanted in this country either.
All right now.
But we couldn't go in restaurants.
Yes.
Or we couldn't use the same bathroom. Mm-hmm. Or we couldn't drink the same water fountain. We're not too far removed from that ourselves. And now we're looking at another race of people that's just trying to come over to do better, to do better things. All they're doing is working hard, trying to make a living, and you have somebody that wants to send them back out of here and say they don't belong here.
Uh-huh.
How many times have people had go back to Africa? Chanting in front of their house, a signs painted.
That's right.
But yet we have people to stand up and march and fight for our freedom and our rights. Hallelujah, God.
Come on.
Where's the love in our hearts, saints of God? You got to pray for those that despitefully use you, those that just hate you simply for the color of your skin.
Yeah.
Do you love the Lord with all your heart and soul?
There you go.
People couldn't stand Jesus. They couldn't stand him. They lied on him. They'd rather release a murderer in the streets than let somebody innocent back out in the street.
That's it.
Because they hated him that bad.
Jesus.
And he's still yet. And he didn't say nothing. I'm innocent. Don't do it. He didn't say nothing. As we said, not a mumbling word. And God tells us we have to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, God.
Yes, yes.
We have to love him that way.
That's right. Amen.
Because he's going to turn it around for you. The only way he can turn it around is if you love him like that.
That's right.
That's the only way. You done tried it your way. Give Jesus a chance now.
Yes.
Amen.
Let him do it. Give him a chance to turn it around. I'm trying to encourage you because, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to need encouragement.
All right.
Because we all got hills to climb and obstacles. That enemy is doing all that he can
to
take us out, just like Bishop said.
Yes, he is.
Bishop said he's coming at him from the north, south, east, and west.
Yes, he is.
As we say, with both battles.
Come on.
Yes, he is.
He is a bishop and overseer. over churches, people. You think the enemy ain't trying to take him out? Trying to do things to our pastor, trying to get a building built and look like it's obstacle after obstacle, but the word says that we are overcomers.
Yes, we are.
The word says that. No, we are overcomers. The word says that we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
The word says that we are victorious. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, yes.
Like a tree planted by the water. That's what the word says that we are. We just sing the song about being victorious.
Yes.
And that sooner or later, it's going to turn in our favor.
Amen.
We have to believe that. Do you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength?
Come on. Amen, amen.
He must be first.
Yes, he does.
Because see, then Jesus asked the question in Luke 6:46. It says, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?
Come on.
But yet everybody wants to go to heaven that believes in God, but they want to get there their way.
Come on.
I want to get there God's way. I want to get there their way.
God.
I said, how you going to call me Lord and don't do what I say?
Amen.
If I say do this, if I say pray for your enemies, that's what you need to do. Amen. But no, when flesh takes over, we go back to the Old Testament, eye for an eye.
Yes.
Tooth for
tooth. Yes.
Hand for hand. Come foot on. For foot.
Come on.
See, we want to go back to that because that seems so natural and right. You did me wrong, I'm going to do you wrong.
Come on.
You cuss me out, I'm going to cuss you back out.
Come on.
And then brag about it and tell your friends, I cussed them behind out.
Uh-huh.
Except you use the A word when you say it.
Yes.
We're not supposed to do that, saints of God. We can't go tit for tat. We are children. That's why it's the children of the Most High. It says we're peculiar people.
Yes, we are.
We are different.
Different.
Saints, we are different from the world. The world has their way of doing things. We're supposed to do things the Lord's way.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord's way is not the most popular way.
Come on.
With the world.
Yes.
We're called weak.
Yes.
We're called dumb. We call just blindly following after our leaders. And all of that type of stuff. People say that churches are a cult. You got to ask permission to have all from church. You know, actually, somebody actually brought it, had a good saying about that. And actually, it was Bishop Robinson's son said something about it. Because he put that on there, especially with leaders. The question must have came up some type of way. It could have been somebody on the street or unsaved saying that, y'all got to ask permission just to miss church. Well, what he was saying is, especially coming from a leadership position, this place is like, this is my post.
Come
this
on.
Is where I'm supposed to be at.
Right.
So what I'm doing is I'm letting my leaders know if I'm not going to be there.
Right.
To let them know that my post needs to be filled in my absence.
Come on.
Come on.
That's all what it is,
come
what he said.
That's right.
That's all what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not asking, well, can I have off? I'm not going to be here because it's what you such and such go out. That's, see how people think that we're a cult and all of this type of stuff. And we can't let that stuff bother us. We got to continue to keep pushing because you know they're trying to push us into a corner that we don't have no rights for nothing. You can't holler, you don't want to say Merry Christmas no more. You can't even put the divinity scene out and the nativity scene out in front of a building because people get offended about the baby Jesus being born. All of that type of stuff. The world is coming against, they tried to put it in the courtroom to take them and said, no, take it down. They wanted to put it on a license plate. You got to get a special license plate now because they were going to put a cross on it, but they said, well, everybody don't believe in Jesus, so you can't put it on a license plate. Mm-hmm. Now you got to buy a license plate that says believe or something like that if you want to have a personalized plate. But they were going to make that the plate for South Carolina, but they say, well, everybody don't believe like that. See, all of that type of stuff. Nevertheless, we got to keep on marching.
That's right.
We got to keep pushing. No matter what kind of box or corner they try to put us in, you got to stand on the word of God and it's going to be unpopular.
That's right.
You are not going to be the favorite when you stand on the word of God.
That's right.
You got to let some people know, I don't want to hear all of that.
Yeah.
Watch your tone. Watch your language. Or even tell, man, there's ladies in here. Watch your mouth, man, and all of this type of stuff. You got to be bold about stuff. The word says the righteous are bold as a lion.
Amen. Amen.
We just don't have to sit there and take stuff. But yet we don't go out and start stuff. See, that they didn't make the law for us. They made it for lawbreakers.
Amen.
We just still got to abide by it. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
They didn't make the law for Christians. It's not for us. That's for people that break the law. But see, we don't go around robbing banks and doing stuff like that.
That's right. Amen.
We don't do stuff like that. We're supposed to come up in here for our training.
Yes.
On Wednesdays and Sundays and other churches might have theirs on Tuesdays or whatever the case may be, but this
see
is a training ground. Hallelujah.
See it,
we get stronger here. It's a hospital.
Yes.
This is where we come out of spiritual hospital.
Yes.
And we are taught to love the Lord with all our heart, mind,
preach it,
and soul.
Preach it now, preacher. Preach
because see, when in Matthew in the 5th chapter, see, that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for them to swallow that.
Come on.
They just can't believe that. Sadly, you know, he could have gave his life to Christ, but I guess you heard about the man that just went to jail, that the Epstein guy, that for all that sexual trafficking. The guy, I think he was Trump's financial advisor. He went to jail for being with little girls and all that stuff. But he just took himself out. In jail, killed himself.
Suicide.
Yeah. Suicide. At least that's what they say it was, anyway. That's reported. But nevertheless, if that was the case, it's just like you wouldn't even give Jesus a chance.
Yeah,
no, it didn't. Yes, you were wrong in doing what you did and all of that type of stuff. But he still could have been forgiven.
Yes.
Come on. If you would have asked for it.
Come on, come on now.
He still could have been forgiven. Yes, he would have spent the rest of his days in jail for doing that, molesting, touching little children, little girls. Mm-hmm. But he could have asked for forgiveness.
That's right.
But see, I guarantee you, there's millions of people saying, good, he should have did that. See, people do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You should never, ever want somebody to die as being a child of God, no matter how mean or how wicked they may be. We didn't give life. We don't have the right to take it. Only God can do that.
Amen.
Yes, people get voted to the death penalty and all of that type of stuff. That's just the laws of the land, how that is. But only God has the right to take life.
That's right.
You should never be happy if somebody died. If we get some bad news about Dylann Roof, should nobody be happy about that?
Come on.
He took out 9 people.
Yeah.
And that's shameful and disgraceful, despicable, in a church at that, while they was having Bible study.
That's right.
But if anything bad were to happen to him, we shouldn't say, well, that's what he deserved. I guarantee you people say that.
Yes, they will.
They saying it now. He should fry. Give him the day. He should just fry and see all of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. No, what I need that young man to do is to repent and give his life to Christ. That's what I need him to do.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what I need him to do.
That's right.
And I pray that God can touch his heart some way that he'll turn it around and reach out and ask for forgiveness. And there's so many others that's like that. But see, in Matthew 5:44, when it says that, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Mm-hmm. Bless them that curse you.
Come on.
Do good to them that hate you.
That's right.
And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Come on.
See, in verse 4, it says that you may be the children of the Father which is in heaven. How else are you going to be a child of God? You can't be a child of God with hate in your heart.
No, you can't.
You cannot be it. That's why the word says that we're in the Beatitudes. It says that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the children of God.
That's right.
And I've always asked, you heard me say it once, you said it, I heard it said 100 times. Are you a peacemaker or a peace breaker? Which one are you?
That's right, which one?
Are you breaking the peace or making the peace?
That's right.
It said, those are the children of God.
That's right.
It says that, it says it right here again. It says, then you will be the child of the Father.
Yes.
Nobody said that's easy to love those that don't like you. Mm-hmm. But the word tells us that's what we have to do. We are Christians. We are disciples of Jesus. Ain't going to heaven with that mess on your heart.
No, you're not.
That's why it says in verse 46, it says, if you love them which love you, what reward do you have?
Come on.
Do not even the publicans do the same? It says, what reward do you have? It's easy to love somebody who loves you.
Yeah.
But that one that don't like you.
Now, say it, preacher.
Now.
Say it,
because even Jesus said he wouldn't even honor it in his own prophet, in his own country.
Yeah.
His own countrymen, his own people didn't even like him.
Yep.
They wanted him out of there. He said he could perform all kind of miracles, heal all kind of people. So how do you think that don't apply to you if you reject God? If you reject him, what is he supposed to do for you? He still loves you, though. But see, God is so merciful, so forgiving.
Yep.
And we don't always do what we're supposed to do. And once again, like I said, he's still yet to open doors for you.
Yes, he will.
That's why we owe him so much.
We do.
That's why we owe him so much.
We do.
Because he don't have to do it, but he did. You know, that's what you used to hear the old folks say that in church all the time.
Yes,
he didn't have to do it,
but he did.
Hallelujah, God. And that is so true. That says, where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Where would you be? They made a song about it. Where would you be? That's why we got to praise God. So no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, God. Be in health, put God first.
Amen.
In everything that you do.
Thank you, Jesus.
And like you said, just like Deacon John said, that it's sooner or later, it might even be a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to happen.
Amen.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen. Bishop just said it. Sooner or later, the building is going up.
That's right.
It might not happen next week or next month, but sooner or later,
yes,
it's going up. Whether who like it, love it, or care about it, as Bishop said.
Come on.
It's going up. And we have to believe that with all our heart. We're going to get in touch with the right people. Somebody who loves Jesus and loves their work and going to do great work.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to be an awesome building that's built.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to be a great work done in faith deliverance.
Come on.
The right person is going to get in there and do the right thing.
That's right.
Hallelujah, God. We just got to keep praying and do what we do.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Because we are Christians.
Yes, Lord.
We press and we push and we let God fight our battles for us.
That's right.
You can't fight the battle yourself.
No.
Let God do it. That's why he says the battle is mine.
Yes.
Vengeance is mine, not yours. Give it to him no matter what it is. There's sadness in your heart. He'll turn it around because that's what they say. Weeping may endure what for a night?
Yes. Joy.
That's the word, saints.
Yes.
That's what Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come. He's going to turn it around, saints. You just have to believe that. So no matter what you're fretting about, stop, because the word says don't fret.
Yes.
Don't let your heart be troubled. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Josh. Don't let your heart be troubled and don't fret.
That's right.
But you've got to put God, how much do you love the Lord?
Come on, see it, see it, see it.
How much? Because how many times have we put God all on the back burner?
Help us, Lord.
And think about it, especially before you were saved. How much time and prayer did you give to God then? Hardly none, and he still kept you.
He still showed it.
How many of us are supposed to be dead? How many of us are supposed to have a sickness or something we can't get rid of?
Say it, preacher.
People are dying. I mean, look, we got to keep the people in prayer from El Paso. We got to keep the people in prayer in Dayton, Ohio.
Yes.
And with all of that went on, Chicago got overlooked. It was about 40-some people got shot that same weekend, and a few of them died in Chicago. But the mass shootings took precedence. People died. There was a woman just, she was occupying a corner. It was something that she was doing that was positive. Something dealing with, I don't know, the gangs or something. She was doing something. They said the car just pulled up, pow, and just shot. Two women or something doing that. And they were doing something positive. That was in Chicago, but you didn't hear about it because of the mass shootings. Because so many people that died. There's all kinds of evil and stuff going on, see? We don't hear about it all. And still yet, we have to pray for all of those families that lost a loved one.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And for the shooter that's alive, now one of the shooters is dead. Ain't nothing we can do now. But the one that they caught, once again, we got to pray that it's soul for his soul.
That's right. Yes.
Those that run around shooting people, we got to pray for them. We got some here and something. You see about the young lady looking for the little girl now? There's all kinds of evil going on, saints. And then the one mother, Mr. Thomas Street, I think he killed my daughter too. Now some grieving mother got to go through all of this mess. He up here trying to do the same thing to kill some other woman. Please pray about who you're dealing with, saints of God.
Amen.
Please pray to God when you meet a young man or a young lady. That's why I need to be in a single thing or something dealing with people, especially with youngsters. And I'm trying to tell them that when I do youth conferences a lot. Pray for that one that you're with when you meet a young man or a young lady. Women kill men too.
Right.
Women kill men too. A lot of times they call them black widows because they know a black widow is lethal in the insect world. A black widow is lethal. They call women black widows or the widow maker and all kind of stuff like that. Women kill men as well. Pray for the ones that you meet.
That's right.
We got a couple single people in there. That name back, Matthew. If you're still with the one that you've been with, pray for them and whatnot and pray that they love God and they put God first.
Amen.
If you're single, don't have nobody in your life, you pray that the person that you meet puts God first. That they love the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul, and strength.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Y'all relate a message to Sister Brianna about that, because she's single. That means that I know of, and whatnot. But pray that they meet the right one, that they're a God-fearing man or a God-fearing woman.
That's right.
Because just look at this. Look. I got two daughters. I could be one of them to mess with the wrong fool. Let me run and tuck them out. You got to pray for that. That's why we got to keep them children in church.
Amen.
So they'll know how to pray and what to pray to God for.
That's right. Say it, Elmer.
Parents over here grieving over their daughter because somebody put it. It just bothers you when you see that young girl, got children, all of that type of stuff. You got to pray for that man that they got him in custody now. You know, some people is just a minister to society and that's just what they need to be.
Yeah.
But they can turn their life around while they're behind bars.
That's
at least
right.
They can do that. And maybe they can reach out to other ones if they can see them. I don't know if they're going to have them in solitary. But those that are in jail for life, some of them, they can at least reach out, at least get other men saved. and other women as well. Because everybody ain't going to be there forever. Some people go get out, and some people do find Christ in jail.
Amen.
So jail is not always the worst option. Some people can get saved in jail and then come out in the street and spread the gospel. There's a lot of preachers that have been in jail and have found Christ in jail. But that's my closing for the day. Please, whatever you do, put God first in all that you do. If you're hurting about something, only Jesus can take the pain away.
Only Jesus.
Only
Amen.
Jesus. Like King David, he collected his tears in a bottle. He has them. He knows who tears they are. He ain't forgotten about you.
That's right.
He said he'll never leave you or forsake you. Jesus has not forgotten about you, no matter what you may be going through. He's with you. Day and night, when you rise up in the morning, when you lay down at night, he's with you. When you think that you're all alone, he's with you. Talk to him. Trust him. Give it to him. Only he can fix it. Hallelujah. Everybody stand to your feet. Lord, that's able to stand.